It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got a couple of folks with me from Active Reentry. This is part of the Caregiver Support Group. I've got Richard and Georgina that run the group out there, and this is something that's kind of overlooked, I feel, in our community. We've got plenty of people that need help, that that family member or even maybe a neighbor or something like that goes and takes care of them, and then they need some people to talk to as well, and that's really what this group is all about. Richard and Georgina, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
So let's start off with, and I don't know who wants to answer this one, but really, what was the caregiver support group? Why was it started up? And you know, what kind of response have you guys gotten out of it?
Originally, the caregiver support group was the Alzheimer's support group, okay? And because it was derived from a lady who had Alzheimer's, and that's kind of went right hand in hand with the Perky Van also. But since that the inception of that, we found out that there were a lot of other needs in the community. We've had various caregivers and people who have disabled children whose mother or dad has passed away, who are suffering from some type of dementia. So lots of different things for caregiving has evolved from that initial one that we've had.
Out of just that one group, a lot of this kind of is the culmination of all of that.
Exactly.
And how big of a, you know, of a need is it here in the area to have this caregiver support group? Like I said, I'm sure there are, as you were bringing up, you know, there's senior citizens that need help at home, the parents that have disabled children, that, you know, those kinds of things. How big of a group and how big of a response have you guys had in this?
Well, I think one of the things that we're looking at is we also go by the kind of a thing that Rosalind Carter put together in a program that she has, that we have people that have always been caregivers, people who've already done caregiving, those that are currently giving care, those who will be caregivers, and then those who will need caregivers. So really, that takes the whole range of age and of population together. And sometimes you're in more than one situation of caregiving. You may have a disabled child at home. You may have a parent you're taking care of. You may be sharing that caregiving with a sibling, or you may be the only one here. And there are a lot of resources out in the community that people aren't aware of, and we all need that support. And we've seen people come and go in the group, and that's what we're there for. When you come forth, whatever your need is, whether it's just to have somebody listen to the frustrations you're having, whether it's guidance to look at legally the things that have to be looked at, oftentimes it's just how to deal with your own frustration and your own emotions.
So the way that made it sound was that if you're not a caregiver yet, chances are you're probably going to be
exactly
at least once or twice in your life.
Exactly. Right.
And there will come a time in your life where you will probably need somebody to care for you.
Okay. And what kinds of things do you guys discuss or talk about? Or is it just an open forum to get feelings out and those kinds of things?
Well, it's interesting. We had one particular lady, and I won't mention her name, but she came. She had a husband with Alzheimer's, and lo and behold, we found out that he had some military, he qualified for military retirement. They got a nice little check out of that. She said, had I not come to that caregivers group meeting, we would have never known about that. And so you did so much for us that way. We totally appreciate that. So you run into those type of issues. We've had people come there that didn't know they were eligible for Social Security or SSI or those type of things. So like Georgina said, there's a lot of things out there that we provide or we can assist with. We let them know where to get a hold of that. We're not professionals by any sense of the word, but we know where to go and who to talk to.
And the other great thing about that is you guys, you have all of this information for them. And that's the other thing is, you know, maybe someone else was in the same situation as somebody that comes in and has all these questions. And as you were saying, you know, there's so many things out there that are available to different people to go and do these things that it's just amazing that you guys can help in that way as well.
one of the things that often happens is if you're in a caregiving position, you give so much of yourself that you end up getting ill or going down first rather than the person you're doing the caregiving for. So we're there to try and help the caregiver focus also on themselves and their needs and to get the support that they need so that they can do a better job.
Okay, and now this caregiver support group, when do they hold that?
The last Wednesday of every month at 1:30.
Okay, and it's out at Active Reentry on Fairgrounds Road?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is this something that you, if someone's interested and they were think then they would like to go, is it just show up or can you call and add your name to the list or what's the easiest way to do it?
We certainly won't turn anybody away. Georgina has been very influential and she's involved in a lot of civic groups and what have you, but sometimes just by word of mouth, you know, I'll possibly call somebody up and say, you know, your mother would really benefit from this just because of, you know, the stress that you're undergoing trying to take care of a dad with Alzheimer's. There's some good information there that you're not going to get by sitting home. And like Georgina said, if we can get those people informed and let them know, sometimes just to come out and be with other people, be able to vent. Had one gentleman that came in there, his wife had Alzheimer's. She passed away about 6 months later. He kept coming for over 2 years. He never missed a meeting, just to be able to come and vent and get over the frustrations and the whole bit. So,
and that's another thing that it's about too, is it's a shared experience for a lot of people, isn't it?
It is, and you're really dealing with grief because your whole life is changing. The person that you're caregiving for, their life is changing. They're dealing with a lot of emotions in losing who they were. And the support that is there, if sometimes we have a bad day, okay? We're all human. We have a bad day, and we just need some support to know that it's okay and how could I maybe handle a situation better. Sometimes we'll focus on a specific issue that somebody may bring up, otherwise open to everything that's involved in the whole program.
And sometimes people just need somebody to talk to. That's all it boils down to, really.
Yes.
And it branches over into another arena there that Georgina happens to chair is a bereavement committee that we have there, a support group, not a committee. So sometimes we'll get people going to both particular groups, and they love it just to come out. You know, we'll give them a little refreshment, a cookie, but just to talk to other people. Well, what are you doing? How did this affect you? Well, what happened? You know, we've had referrals to Perky Travel and other things, you know, that's benefited them by just communicating. So
there's so many different forms of dementia that's why it's a support group, not just Alzheimer's, that people get a chance to learn and understand about the different steps, and maybe they'll step back and realize, well, I've seen this happening the last few years and I didn't realize what was going on. How do I plan for the future? But within that planning, how do I take care of the things that need to be done, you know, in advance, whether it's talking to somebody about having a living will in place so that can make the time of death easier. It can be, how do we bring the family together? How do we address these issues? Because oftentimes if there's multiple siblings, there's multiple issues going on. Just the full gamut of support that everybody needs.
Okay, now if anybody has questions about this, the caregiver support group, can they reach out to you guys personally, or is it best to just get a hold of Active Reentry?
Active Reentry would probably refer them to Georgina or myself.
Okay.
We co-chair that committee. So, and we have people, you know, Terry, our supervisor down there, she's very familiar with it too. So they can call Active Reentry, they can call me, I'm in the phone book, I've fielded a lot of phone calls at home, and here again, we kind of branch off into other areas because of what we've been doing for the many years there at Active Reentry.
Okay, so once again, the last Wednesday of the month out there at Active Reentry, it's a caregiver support group, and it's there at their offices on Fairgrounds Road. Richard and Georgina, thank you so much for coming in and letting people know that this exists. This is a great thing for people, and I'm sure it's well needed by a lot here in our area.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.